This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics and Pleasantville Clinic, McCorkle Hardware, Smith's Body Shop in Sheraton, Page Turner's Bookstore, Scholl, Shrum, McCaffin & Company, Quality Plumbing, Heating and Cooling, and Farm Bureau agent Robert Cota. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you'd like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the UPS Store, Putney Auction Service, IMU, Integrative Counseling Solutions, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Hy-Vee Fast and Fresh Express Knoxville, and Motor Inn Auto Group. Enjoy the program.
It's that time of year again. The kids are back to school. In the fifth part of a five-part series, how does one local elementary school teach kids to be the best they can be? Let's go in depth with Superintendent of the Knoxville School District, Cassie Pearson, West Elementary Principal Ryan Klein, and teachers Candy Hatch, Laura Shepherd, and Tina Cox. Well, this is where it all starts. Where kids start their career as a Knoxville Panther. We were just talking about that. What does that mean?
In our building, we are excited to have those 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old kids start their career here in our building. Foundationally, academically, they really get to learn what it means to be a Panther and have that Panther pride that we're trying to instill in them. And that's what that it all starts here in this building, and we can't be more thrilled than to start them on that journey.
And what does it mean to be a Panther?
Taking pride in what they're doing their best. We always say, give it your Panther best, and that means no matter what it is, if it's in the classroom, if it's helping a friend, if it's at an activities, and that really ranges from our building all the way to the high school, always giving their Panther best.
Best in terms of everything that you do, then always be the best. Does that mean be the best person you could be?
Yeah. Yep, be the best person, be a good friend, be a good neighbor, helping others. It's really that character piece as much as it is the academic piece.
Okay, because me being the best person is a goal that we can all achieve, where I might not be the best high jumper or something like that. So it's all about people, us as being the best people.
Yeah.
But then is there also a component that where you challenge yourself and work with each other and maybe try to be better at something, or do we not be better than people at something now? I'll let Cassie deal with that one.
You know, we've worked really hard over the last several years on a collaborative spirit, and I truly believe that when more than one person is working together, you're just going to get a higher level of thinking. You're going to get more accomplished. You kind of think outside the box sometimes, and you can truly hit that synergy level where if you have a group of 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 people going the same direction, rowing the same direction, and trying to meet the same goal all together, they usually can hit home runs, you know, and really knock it out of the ballpark and exceed even their own expectations. So we really do try to work with our students on collaborative efforts, in that if you're the best you can be and I'm trying the hardest I can and being the best I can be, we put that together to try to do something. You know, there's a good chance that it's going to be even better than just one of us could have done on their own. So I think it's a mixture of being the best person you can be, but also adding to a group and being on a team. And we consider this the Panther team. It doesn't matter if you are a specific team for a sport or in a classroom or on an administrative team or as part of a building staff. Those are all teams. And the better we work together, the more we're going to accomplish and the more successful we're going to be.
How does this play itself out in the classroom?
Well, I like to tell kids that learning is social. And so, you know, we need to be talking, working together. You know, we understand that we have strengths in different areas. And so we celebrate those and then we support each other and build each other up to accomplish great things.
There's nothing like a word of encouragement to a friend that's a good job to just really inspire you.
Yeah, we started Positive Panther Time last year towards the end of the year and working on some of those social emotional goals, and so the kids really did take well to that, and we're going to continue that this year, just building each other up, having a growth mindset, and just working together, teamwork, and having great success.
And that's sort of like, oh, you hear about in some of our, you know, businesses and our corporations that they recognize that all of us working together is better than us all sitting off in, you know, in our cubicles. And so this is in anticipation of them helping, you know, be successful in future careers.
Exactly. It's just we're building that understanding that it's not always you, that it's a team, it's a whole class. And I always encourage my students that to push themselves, but then to always be a good friend. And we also fill buckets here at West, and to fill someone else's bucket, to be that positive person and to really support others.
You fill buckets.
Yep. So it's based off the book, Have You Filled a Bucket? And everyone has an invisible bucket. And then when something positive happens to you or you do something positive for someone else, your bucket fills up. And it just makes you feel good and makes you be a good person.
Okay, so have you filled anybody's bucket today?
Yes, I have.
Should we ask each other that? Should we actively think about that? Am I filling buckets today?
Right, we do. Even at as low as preschool and kindergarten level, we're always working on being a good friend, being a good member of our community, of our classroom community, and we're earning those pom-poms all the time, doing our best to make each other feel good, and in the process make ourselves feel good and proud of those uplifting comments and actions towards our peers.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by the Motor Inn Service Department, Iowa State Savings Bank, Cadeth Network Solutions, Acura Healthcare, Creative Landscaping, and Marion County Auto Body. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Farm and Home, Jim Hicks Family, Knoxville Raceway, the Knoxville Barbershop, Cushman Excavation, Pella Corporation, and the City of Pella.
I continued my conversation with Superintendent of the Knoxville School District, Cassie Pearson, West Elementary Principal Ryan Klein, and teachers Candy Hatch, Laura Shepherd, and Tina Cox. Those little things are so important. I was interviewing a Knoxville student, a high school student the other, well, actually several of them the other mm-hmm. day, but they were talking about what to do when a friend is down. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, I'm your friend. I'm down. I'm a little depressed. I said, what do you say? What do you say to me? And she said, are you okay? Mm-hmm. And it was just like, I just lit up because she said mm-hmm. it to me. I had this sort of a primal kind of response that she cares. You know, I knew her. But it was like we'd never interacted before. Mm-hmm. And there's little things mean so much. And so how do you make it happen? Do you lead by example or what? I'm sure you lead by example, but there's more to it than that.
Yes, of course we lead by example. And I think all teachers and staff here at West do. But we also spend a lot of time, especially that first month of school, just teaching what that means and how to fill someone's bucket. And we practice and we look for when another student might fill someone else's bucket, they'll point it out and say, hey, that was awesome, good job. And so there's lots of books that we can read, like as a read aloud in class, and then we can discuss, you know, how did this person fill their bucket in that story, or how did they dip out of that bucket. And so it's a lot of leading by example, but also just pointing out when things naturally happen in the classroom.
Okay, so how does filling one's bucket lead to learning?
Well, a big piece of learning, especially for our early learners, is that social-emotional building up of our youngest learners. And so as they gain competency with those kinds of skills, then also that translates to, if we're doing collaborative academic projects, they know how to support each other, encourage each other, work together as a team. So it does overlap into our academic areas as well.
And so when it overlaps into the academics, what exactly does that look like? Does it look like somebody helping somebody learn? Is that it?
Yes, you can see that in the way the kids are learning. You can see that in their own learning when they feel safe and cared for in your classroom, in your environment. Then you see them reach for things that maybe they wouldn't have before, or new things that they're willing to try because you are their safe place and their classmates are their safe place as well. And you can really see that in their effort and their pride in what they are doing and really pushing themselves to do even more and even better.
What if there's a shy kid over in the corner that doesn't seem like they want to engage?
I feel like all teachers kind of have special tricks of ways to kind of pull them in, but just really finding like the positive that they have done, or figuring out what their interests are and try to pull that into teaching or into a group with other kids so then they feel welcome and loved too.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Pella Cooperative Electric, Red Rock Healthcare Pella, De Blumenhof Garden Center, Jeremy Dingeman Concrete, Precision Pulley and Idler, To Be Constructed, and Brown Shoe Fit. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Van Haften Racing and VHR Used Cars, Eye Care Partners, Brand Appeal, Scurrying and Marked, Twin Cedar Schools, Norris Asphalt Paving Company, and Hewitt Service Center of Monroe.
I continued my conversation with Superintendent of the Knoxville School District, Cassie Pearson, West Elementary Principal Ryan Klein, and teachers Candy Hatch, Laura Shepherd, and Tina Cox. And this can last a lifetime. Now you've got me thinking about my third grade teacher, Mrs. Schneckloff. and one time she said, we had current events every day. Mm-hmm. And in third grade, we had current events. I mean, I don't know if you do that anymore, but she said, little Bobby Leonard, I need to know about current events. I'm going to talk to you. And it was like, I didn't know that. But it was like, so now here I am doing news. But I mean, so this can go forever, right?
Right. And I think even things that you don't realize go forever as well, where you hear mm-hmm. from a student years down the road and they'll say, or even their parents will say, I remember when this happened in your classroom and the way you made them feel appreciated and valued and how their confidence was boosted. And you may not even realize the impact that you are making, especially for us, where they're starting here in preschool, and those things are the things that carry with them throughout life in some examples. So
your teachers, it sounds like, have to be at the top of their game every day. Like, you can't come in grumpy.
And that's what I love about West Elementary, is I believe we have the best teaching staff in the district, if not in the area. And I come to work every single day excited to be here, and it's because we have a fantastic staff.
And so how does the district make sure they have the resources and the environment that they need to make all of this great stuff happen?
It's very intentional, and we have taken a look. We've done different assessments over the past several years and really had opportunities for discussions with teachers, with parents, with community members on how do we feel things are going at the moment and what things do we feel we could up our game and invest in. We have put a lot more resources in here at West Elementary over the past few years because it's highly needed. And we know if kids get started off on the right foot, there are windows of opportunities with brain development for reading. So we have so many extra reading supports right here at West because we know all of those students who actually get to be proficient and confident readers before they leave second grade are going to have such an easier time when they get to North Star Middle School and High School. And then they can actually, instead of learning to read, they can read to learn. And that is our goal. And so, again, trying to figure out what is going to have the biggest impact at what levels. Here at West, it's a lot about some of those academic and social-emotional foundations that we have really kind of shored up and will continue to look at and add to. And then in our other buildings, they have other needs. You know, students are at different places in their learning and their growth and their development. And so we have done different resources and added additional services in those buildings based on that age group of kids. So it's really tailoring it to every level, and I would say the same for our staff. Each of our building staffs have different needs, and we get really excited when they share with us ideas and things, and sometimes it takes a little longer than we want to get everything in place, but when they know that we're listening and we're doing this as a team, we are all in the same family, that we're going to make it happen as soon as we can, you know, that just, there's hope there, there's focus there, and I think it's giving everybody the resources so that they can be as successful as we possibly can be. And that's really, you know, part of our mission statement and our goals about being a leader in the 21st century and also being a caring community. We take those very seriously every single day.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Sunny Slope Greenhouse, the Pella Community School District, Two Rivers Cooperative, Laley, Central College, and Van Haften Plumbing and Heating. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, the Pella Hy-Vee, Pella Christian Grade School, Dowie Pest Control, PCM Schools, Garden and Associates, Culver's of Pella, and Shomo Madsen Umbel Insurance.
I continued my conversation with Superintendent of the Knoxville School District, Cassie Pearson, West Elementary Principal Ryan Klein, and teachers Candy Hatch, Laura Shepherd, and Tina Cox. Well, you all make a big difference in a lot of kids' lives every day. Could you share just a brief little snippet of a day, an interaction with a student where you went home feeling particularly good? I really made a difference today. It doesn't have to be from last year or last week, whatever. Just a few sentences. Can you share that joy?
Well, I would say just even last night when we had back to school night, you know, greeting those new families and new students right off the bat coming into your classroom, and they're just excited, you know. A highlight for coming to second grade is getting lockers, and so that's always a big deal for second graders. And so they're just enthusiastic, and so they come in and they're looking, checking things out. And last night, one of the little girls, I always try to notice things about kids and point that out. You know, if you see something, say something. And so she had her hair braided, and so we talked about that, and then she noticed my skirt. And so it's just building those relationships right from the get-go and just having them feel comfortable. And anytime, you know, they reach out to you, that's what I take away. Just, you know, how did I make that kid feel that day?
Would you like to share a moment?
I would say I really like to see the progress from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, and not just like how much they grow and things like that, but in their reading and their math and just that confidence that builds over the year. And at the beginning of the year, it's common for a first grader to walk in and say, I can't read. And then at the end of the year, they're reading me books like they can't get enough of it. And so just seeing that difference and that progress and then that improvement over the year is just something that really motivates me.
Candy?
Yeah, it's hard to think about just one. Last year was my first year back in the district, and another student that I had taught in my previous district also was here at West. And so I'm not sure what the assignment was, but they brought notes around to teachers that said thank you and had an explanation of what they were thanking you for. So he brought his note to me, and I had had him in another district in kindergarten. And so for a second grader to come back with that note and remember and have specific reasons of why he was thanking me for things, that was really meaningful. So that was a fun thing to read. I still have it in my binder to look at.
Well, and so here we go again. You're going to do it with another class of students. Pretty exciting, isn't it?
It is. I think one of my favorite days in the whole year is the first day of school. And the very best place to be is where Mr. Klein is going to be. He is going to be on that front sidewalk welcoming all of those kindergarten students in and preschool students in. The preschoolers actually don't get to start till after Labor Day, but on their first day, he'll be out there too, seeing their smiles and how many of them will come up and give him a hug and look to him for, I would say, kind of that inspiration and guidance, that safety feeling. He will point them towards the door and they will kind of walk in, I would say, pretty proud even from that first moment. And his parents turn around and walk out and feel safe leaving their kids here. It's just a great place to be.
Thanks to Cassie Pearson, Ryan Klein, Candy Hatch, Laura Shepherd, and Tina Cox for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.